You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell. Democratic U.S. Senator Russ Feingold and his Republican challenger met for their second debate last night. The forum was held in front of about 300 people in Wausau and was sponsored in part by Wisconsin Public Radio. The topic was foreign policy and the war on terrorism. Most of the freewheeling debate focused on Feingold's vote against the USA Patriot Act. Feingold was the only member of the Senate to vote against the measure, which gives the government broad powers to clamp down on terrorist plots in their infancy. Feingold's main reason for voting against the Patriot Act was concern over invasion of privacy. But Michael says 2 years after the Patriot Act became law, Feingold's fears have proven to be misplaced.
There have been no civil liberty violations via the Patriot Act. Not a single one. Senator Feingold's cohort in the U.S. Senate, Dianne Feinstein from California, she asked the ACLU to give her all the examples of civil liberty violations via the Patriot Act. And they came up with zero. Not a single one.
Feingold maintains there have been civil liberties violations under the Patriot Act. And if no one can prove it, he says it's because all cases of violations have been made classified. Feingold says he's one of more than 20 senators supporting the so-called SAFE Act, which amends the Patriot Act to address concerns over its constitutionality.
The other day, a court ruled that the Patriot Act, as well as the underlying law behind it, violates the United States Constitution because of the way it can demand information without any proof of terrorism from Internet companies. Now, that sounds like an abuse to me.
The two men also tussled over the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Feingold says the war in Iraq has not made the world safer. In fact, he says it's taken America's focus off Afghanistan and the pursuit of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden.
What kind of senator do you want? Do you want a senator who can see the difference between Afghanistan and Iraq? Do you want a senator who thinks it's all the same thing? Who thinks we can invade every country in the world? Or do you want a senator who sees the difference, who really thinks about this and goes, wait a minute, I don't want the boys and girls of Wisconsin and young men and women of Wisconsin to be in Iraq when they are needed in Afghanistan.
Michaels, who's a former Army Airborne Ranger, balked at Feingold's assertion that attention to the war in Iraq was leading to deterioration in Afghanistan, and pointed to Saturday's elections in Afghanistan as proof of success.
I talk about, you know, my 12 years of service hoping to spread freedom and democracy. If there's ever a better indicator than having elections of freedom and democracy, there it is. It happened today. I'm proud of those elections.
Michaels criticized Feingold as being an ineffective career politician who's not the independent maverick he claims to be. Feingold says many of the positions Michaels takes proves he doesn't understand how the legislative process works. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.